Yeah, I mean, you know, we've dug ourselves out of our hole, but we still haven't gotten ourselves anywhere yet. So there's still a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things ahead of us, a lot of great challenges. So I think we're excited about that, and we got a lot of great opportunity. We've been able to dig ourselves to a chance where now we do have that opportunity to go play well the rest of the season and have a chance to make it to the playoffs.
You had a winning streak like this earlier in the year. You're on one now. What's the difference between the play of the two?
I think early in the year we were winning games because we do have a young, talented team. And then I think we, you know, felt a little good about ourselves and let things slip. And then I think we refocused in and realized the work and the preparation it takes every week to win in the NFL. And I think it being a young team, they had to learn that. And so, you know, we're going to be prepared now to go forward. I think guys are ready. I think they're prepared. They understand what it takes. And we definitely have young guys who have the talent to be successful at this level. So I'm excited about the rest of the season.
Red zone, you guys aren't just winning in the red zone, you're dominating in the red zone. 11 touchdowns last 13 times. I mean, it's great to score touchdowns in the red zone. What's the key to that, do you think?
A mixture of things. I mean, I think AJ's continued to solidify himself, and then a guy like Sanu coming in and playing the way he has, and Hawkins making some plays, and Jermaine. I mean, when you got weapons down there that teams don't like to see one-on-one matchups with, it makes you be able to run the ball down there also. So it really, as long as those guys continue to make big plays, which is what we've said all along, that's what it takes in the NFL, is guys making big plays. If they can continue to make big plays, it'll open everything up, and it'll give you the opportunity to have success in the red zone.
Seems like with the Chargers, you know, based on what happened against the Ravens, we go one of two ways. They could, you know, fold up or take it really personally that they gave up a 4th and 29 to lose to the Ravens. What do you expect to see on Sunday from these guys?
Their best. I mean, I think that in that game, you know, you could tell they really came out with an agenda and played really well and without a just miraculous play. You know, they get out of there with the win. And so, you know, I think that they're going to be fired up and upset about that situation. And you know, I think that they're going to be ready to play. I mean, you know, this is kind of an opportunity for us to go on the road and play a team that's got a lot of talent. You know, actually is a better team than their record really shows at this point defensively. I mean, defensively they're very, very good. And you know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us and a big game to kind of make a statement of whether this streak's for real or not.
Whit, historically, this franchise hasn't done so well on the West Coast. Are you guys doing anything specific this week to change all that?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, other than learning things, you know, from your past, most of these guys here have only been on the West Coast a handful of times in their life, much less played over there. So we got a young football team, and I think these guys are more concerned about doing things right and preparing for the game. I mean, I don't think they're worried about where the game's played. So I don't think that should be a problem for us. You know, the real problem is going to be is we've had some success. How will we handle it, the way we work this week in practice and get prepared, will dictate how we play.
Looks like what you're not going to be suspended. Were you concerned a suspension might come for a game?
No. I mean, because, you know, once again, I didn't throw a punch, grabbed the guy, and we tussled and whatnot, but that could have easily been stopped. You know, the punches that their guys threw, the other guys, not him, the guy I was tangled up with, but his other D lineman, the punches they were throwing is really what escalated it to a fight. So, no, I wasn't really shocked by that. I expected that I'll get a fine, but, you know, I'm not really shocked that I wasn't suspended.
Looking at the tape of it, there were guys that were clawing inside your face mask. That seems like the cheapest of cheap shots.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cowardly. You know, and those guys know who they are. And you know, it doesn't shock me. I mean, a team that has had the season they've had and they're frustrated, and a lot of big guys that haven't done a whole lot that get talked about a lot for being big and talented, but they don't do anything. You know, they play that way sometimes. And so, you know, it doesn't shock me if they do that. You know, it'd be nice if, you know, they got to see you face to face, but, you know, some of those guys like to play that way, so that's fine.